Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Colleen of Farmington Hills in Michigan. She asks, "My landlord doesn't have a certificate of occupancy, and he is not having any of the maintenance done to the house. What can I do?" Well, Colleen, most municipalities require that landlords register their rental properties with the city building department. Homes for rent must have occupancy permits. Check with your city's building department and understand that if the home does not meet code, you may be required to move as well. As for the landlord not making repairs to the property, your lease provisions control. However, if the property is not habitable, you can notify your landlord that you are depositing rent into a bank escrow account for the landlord's benefit, and monies will be released upon repair. Document your communication with the landlord in writing. I hope that answers your question. The second question comes from Josh in West Branch. Josh is asking about his property rights. He says, "The city wants my old barn demolished or fixed up. What are my rights and can it be stopped?" Well, Josh, the answer is not simple. Generally, municipalities have the right to enforce building and zoning ordinances that do not comply with safety, fire, or blight codes. While the property may not be open to the public, there are a host of other reasons the government can issue a citation. A real estate attorney would need to review your city's zoning code. And the final question today comes from Pedro in Lansing. He would like to have access to a private road and is asking how to do that. My answer is that you may have to pursue a court action to obtain an easement by necessity. Courts may grant this type of easement if the access is absolutely necessary to reach the landlocked parcel, and there has been some original intent to provide the lot with access. The current access you have may be too burdensome, however. If this access is recorded or meant to be the access point, you may have difficulty proving an easement by necessity. Like so many legal issues, further investigation into case law by a real estate attorney seems to be more than appropriate here. Gleaning internet information is no substitute for competent legal skill, experience, and knowledge. I hope this helps you. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.